Flying stars skim across a lake towards a distinctive pyramid-like mountain with a snow-covered peak. The stars form an arch over the mountain. Paramount, a Viacom company. The logo becomes a merit badge, then fades from view. Now, a guy starts an MP3 player clipped to his waistband. Paramount Pictures presents. The guy puts on headphones. A Broken Road production. Sporting long, curly hair and a wispy mustache, the guy lip syncs and claps along dramatically to the music. Until you hate me, and I'm gonna show you. He grabs a mop handle like a microphone. You should've known better. He pushes it away, then pulls it back to his impassioned lip syncing and churns it with both hands in a mop bucket. Prances down a hallway. He pole dances around his mop handle. He twerks, then continues his fly dance moves as he mops the floor. Doing a handstand with his feet against a wall, he shakes his booty. He pretends to make out with his mop. In a lab, a technician works with his hands inside a glass-walled glove box. The janitor dances outside by a window, then doubles back and glances in at him. The tech keeps his eyes on his work. The janitor lifts his shirt and presses his nipple to the window, licking the glass. The technician doesn't look up. The janitor gives up trying to get his attention and gets back to work. He presses his thumb down on a wall-mounted fingerprint scanner labeled Biotime. The door to the lab opens, and he wheels his mop bucket inside. Passing long rows of lab tables, he reaches the one with the lone technician.
Mind if I do a quick mop?
You're shouting.
What?
The tech points to his ear, then to the janitor, who takes off his headphones.
I can come back later.
No, it's fine. Just don't touch anything.
The tech heads for the door.
Just don't touch anything.
The janitor turns to cages of monkeys.
Oh, you want a tic-tac?
All right. Take that as a no.
He stares at a curtained-off cubicle illuminated from within. With a curious expression, he wheels his mop bucket over. In the hall, the tech feeds a dollar into a vending machine, which spits it back out.
Oh, come on.
Back in the lab, the janitor leaves his mop bucket behind and approaches the cubicle. Reaching through clear plastic blinds, he draws the curtain open for a peek and sees a pair of feet on a bed. He steps inside to find a shirtless patient with veins showing prominently through his pale skin. He lies in a coma, a breathing tube taped to his mouth.
Oh, the hell happened to you, dude?
The janitor reaches down to an ID bracelet around the patient's wrist. It reads DOD 227-2014.
Dodd? What kind of name is Dodd?
The arm convulses and the janitor recoils into some life support equipment. In the hall,
go.
The machine spits his dollar back out again.
Come on.
Meanwhile, a heart rate monitor flatlines.
No. Reset. Oh, shit. Doc!
Come on!
Clear! Accept the motherfucker!
Shit, okay.
All right. I'll do CPR.
He straddles the body and begins chest compressions. Now the machine finally accepts the dollar bill.
All right. Techies for Wego.
A bag of chips gets stuck on the metal release coil.
Come on!
Come on, breathe, dude!
He removes the breathing tube and opens the patient's chapped, decayed mouth.
Oh, shit. Oh, hell no. Okay, all right. Come on, Doc. Come on, we got this.
He sprinkles breath mints inside, then tries blowing in air from a few inches away, causing the excess mints to spill out. He continues compressions. His hands break through the chest cavity. The patient opens his glassy, blood-filled eyes. He sits up and grabs the janitor, snapping his jaws. Using his foot for leverage, the janitor yanks his hands free from the chest cavity. He flees out of the cubicle and trips over his mop bucket. The zombie grabs him. In the hall.
Come on.
While the tech jostles the vending machine, a window behind him shows the janitor being flung high in the air across the lab. The zombie throws him back and forth into the tables of equipment. The tech makes no progress in shaking his chips loose. He fails to notice a bloody hand slapping against the window behind him as he taps on the front of the vending machine. The janitor drags himself up and screams for help.
Kidding me?
The zombie grabs the janitor and pulls him out of view, leaving bloody, streaked handprints on the glass. The tech gets down on the floor and reaches up inside the machine.
Oh, crap.
As he tries to free his stuck hand, the janitor staggers out from the door behind him. The figure slowly shuffles toward him as he grimaces with effort. Freeing himself, the tech gets back to his feet. He turns around. The janitor's bloody corpse tackles him against the vending machine and drags him down to the floor. Blood spatters the machine, and the chips finally fall loose. A bloody title sprays the black screen. Scout's Guide to the Zombie Apocalypse. Our view shoots through the O.
You know what's cooler than cool?
Scouting!
Action. Hi there, guys. My name is Scout Leader Rogers, and I'm here to show you what scouting is all about. Come on. Being a scout is about the bonds of friendship.
The scout leader wears an Indian headdress.
Check it out. These scouts are on their way to earning a bow and arrow badge. Badges are the scout's highest symbol of achievement. Scouts can earn all sorts of badges.
In a classroom.
What's cooler than cool?
Scouting! Yeah.
The scout leader stops the video.
All right. Are you in or are you in?
A lone student listens to his pitch. The boy, whose shirt reads AV Club, grabs his backpack and leaves.
Well, hey, listen, there's free cookies every Friday. We do sing-alongs on Saturdays. It looks great on a college application.
Three scouts watch.
Oh, I love this tragic ritual.
Someone's gonna sign up, guys. We have to keep trying.
Augie, a unicorn's gonna fly out of your ass before somebody joins.
Carter, language.
Yeah, he's right. Nobody's ever gonna sign up. It's just a waste of time.
Be of little faith. Hey, where's that scout spirit? Look, guys, we're not gonna quit trying just because we lost a couple hours sitting around on our butts with nothing to show for it. I mean, some people spend their entire lives and have nothing to show for it.
One of the scouts scrutinizes him.
Well, I think we all know it's Augie's special night. After years of hard work and dedication, he will receive the highest honor of a scout, the Condor Badge, in a ceremony at tonight's campout. Okay, let's see. Latrine duty, Carter.
No. I always dig the shitter.
Called latrine, not a shitter. All right, Ben, you're on wiener duty.
Carter mimes fellatio.
Carter, nobody eats a hot dog like this.
Scout leader Rogers mimics him.
All right, Ben, why don't you lead us in the scout oath? Come on.
The three scouts raise a hand.
This do I swear
to live courageously, to help others when I can, defend when I must, so help me God.
Scouts forever.
Scouts forever.
Scouts forever.
Scouts forever.
Forever!
On a mountain road, Ben drives Carter in his car.
Ben, we have to tell Augie. We're ditching scouts.
Yeah, well,
we've been talking about it for over a year.
I know, we have to find the right time.
Okay, we'll do it tonight then.
No, we can't tell him tonight. He's getting his Condor badge. He's been working towards this ever since he joined scouts. You know how much it means to him, especially since his dad can't be there.
It's been 2 years, Ben. Well, we can't just stay in scouts because we feel sorry for him.
Come on, that's not the only reason we're staying in scouts. Come on, you've had fun.
Had fun. Okay, past tense, had. and now I am ready to move on. I mean, you realize it's going to be junior year next year. I mean, you know what that means, right?
Start thinking about college?
We start thinking about pussy, Ben. Come on. Junior year is when all the girls become sluts.
Oh, really?
Yes. And if we're sitting here in these scout uniforms, it's going to be the male version of a chastity belt, Ben.
They drive straight into a deer, then skid to a stop.
What the fuck was that? Oh, shit. Oh, my God.
Unbuckling their seatbelts, they get out and stare at the road behind them.
Oh, shit.
Dude, that scared the shit out of me.
Yeah, me too.
No, like, literally, a little shit came out.
Dude, stop.
They walk toward the dead buck, its inside spilling out.
Jesus Christ, you hood fucked Bambi.
I didn't mean to. It wasn't my fault, Guard. It was just standing there.
While Ben turns and ambles back to the car, Carter poses for selfies with the roadkill. Ben discovers that he has a flat tire.
Oh, shit. Oh, damn it. Great. Just awesome.
Later.
Sound like a spare for your bike or the car.
Shit. My dad's gonna be so pissed.
Ben changes his tire.
Carter, where are the other lug nuts?
How should I know? I've been sitting here doing nothing.
Yeah, I noticed.
A yellow Jeep approaches.
Oh, dude, that's my sister.
Hey, Kendall! Kendall! Hey!
Ben checks his hair.
Hey. Can you help us?
A sunny, long-legged blonde gets out of the Jeep and struts over in wedge heels, skinny jeans, and a low-cut red tank top. Ben stares at her, mesmerized. Kendall flashes a big, pretty smile. A football hits Ben in the head.
Catch! Ow!
Jeff!
What? I mean, I said catch.
Thought he had it.
Sorry, bro. It's my bad.
Yeah.
Well, are you guys okay? I mean, what happened?
Yeah, we hit a white-tailed deer.
Yeah, we were just
huge.
Like, driving, and then it was like, boom.
Wait, you guys had a deer? That's awesome.
Nope, not awesome. Are you kidding? There's nothing awesome about it. Look at my car.
Carter saunters over to a brunette in the Jeep.
What's up, Chloe?
Hey.
Hey. Carter.
Carter.
Yeah, I sit behind you in Spanish class. Yeah, yeah. Yo tengo un fiesta, mi pantalones. You know?
Oh, gracias.
Yeah.
So, I'm really down with this whole little scout uniform you guys got going. All these little patches and stuff.
Actually, Ben and Carter have been scouts together since, what, you're like six, right?
Yeah, long time.
That's awesome, man.
Ben's like my little brother.
Yeah, that's me, little brother Ben.
Hey, Jeff.
All right, well, sorry about that face again.
He pinches Ben's cheek.
Hey, are you going to the party tonight?
What's up?
Yo, Aber, blow me in, bitch, man. What's up?
Hey. Always coming up with good ones.
Listen, I was just talking to Carver here, and
Carter.
I came up with a great idea.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Hit me. What do we have?
How'd recruiting go?
Oh, the usual. Yeah, no one joined. I think it's just a big joke at this point.
It's not a joke. I think it's really cool you guys have stuck with Scouts. One day, you're gonna look back on this and you're gonna be really happy you did it.
Okay, thanks.
They look at each other awkwardly.
It looks like the deer made out better than your car.
Yeah. Wait, what? What do you mean?
Oh, where is it?
Oh, it's right over there.
He points to the road, but the deer is gone. With a quizzical look, he walks over. Sunlight blazes through the pine trees behind him as he circles around the site of the accident. Bloody hoofprints lead away from a bloodstain in the asphalt where the deer had lain. Ben steps closer to the curb and stares down a steep, wooded ravine. There's no sign of the deer.
Holy shit! Holy shit, Ben! Holy
dick, what's wrong with you?
Dude, okay, you're never gonna believe what happened, okay?
Hey, you sure you guys don't need a ride?
No, we're good.
See you boys tonight.
Hey, see you tonight, man. All right?
The Jeep drives off.
Bye, Chloe! Bye! Dude, what are they talking about?
You are never going to guess what happened. We got invited to the secret senior party, man. Look.
Yeah?
Who cares? Look, the deer's gone. What about the deer?
Dude, fuck deers, man. We are going to the secret party, man. Come on!
I'm gonna fuck Chloe.
Ben peers through some brush at the side of the road. Later.
Ben, come on. This is a chance of a lifetime, okay?
I mean, quit acting like you don't want to go.
Well, of course I want to go. I do, but, I mean, it's Augie's big night. I mean, he's getting his Condor badge. He can't miss the ceremony or he'd never forgive us.
Okay, look, hear me out. We go to the camp out, and when Augie and Rogers fall asleep, we will sneak out and we'll go to the party.
Carter,
dude, we'll be back before dawn. It'll be like we never even left.
I don't know. It just sounds...
Ben, this could be the night of our lives. Please.
All right. I mean, I guess we could try.
Carter hugs him.
I love you. You're amazing. Thank you.
An old woman taps his window with gardening shears.
Hi, Mrs. Fielder. Hi.
He lowers his window.
Their garbage cans were blocking my driveway again. I had to move them myself, which is no easy task with a herniated disc.
Okay, great.
You tell your father to keep his trash on his side of the property.
Okay, we'll do that, Mrs. Fielder. Thank you. All right, thanks. Yep, you can just move right there. Yeah, thank you. Bye!
He raises the window.
Oh, Jesus Christ. You old hag. Okay, thank you. Dude, she's so annoying. Oh, my God. Can you imagine living next to that?
Oh, my God. Dude, how many cats does she have?
Dude, who knows? She probably rubs Fancy Feast on her cooch and lets them all go to town.
What?
Meet me here, 5:30, and then we'll go to Camp Womp Womp, and then we'll go to the party. Right? All right?
All right.
All right. See you soon, man.
All right. See ya.
On a wilderness trail. Scout leader Rogers spots something on the ground.
Oh, litter box. Come on.
He picks up the lab tech's employee badge.
Biotine? How'd you get way out here? Well, Peter Morse, finders keepers.
He pauses again by a rustling bush.
Hello?
He leans closer.
Hello?
As he parts the bushes, the deer jumps out at him. It tackles him on the trail, snapping its jaws at his face. Rogers draws a pocket knife as the deer slobbers all over him. He stabs it in the side of the head. As he throws the deer aside, his toupee falls off. He picks up the hairpiece.
What's wrong with you?
He puts it back on.
A wipe, C word, all the other words.
The deer lies still.
Oh. Doodle! That's my lucky knife!
Inching closer, he reaches cautiously for his knife in the buck's left eye and gets a grip on the handle. He extracts it from the deer's eyeball. He wipes down the blade with a rag.
Teach you to mess with Scout Leader Rogers!
As he turns around, the lab tech lunges at his neck and bites out a stringy chunk of tissue. The scout leader's knife falls to the ground between them. At a strip mall, Ben's car pulls up to a liquor store.
So we're just gonna walk in there like this. No IDs, just buy some beer.
Just give me the 20, fool. Come on. Cough it up. Any day now. Come on.
Hang on, it's Velcro. Just a second.
Watch it, bro.
Carter takes his 20 and gets out. He approaches a bum sitting at a corner.
Hi, sir. How are you today?
Hey, baby.
Good. Hi,
officer. Oh, nice. Great plan, Carter. Just give the money to the drunk bum. That'll work.
Just the cheap stuff.
Carter ogles a busty policewoman coming out of the store, then gets back in the car with his friend.
Did you see Officer Hottie?
No, I was too busy watching you lose 20 bucks.
Okay, I gave him very specific instructions. Okay, he's gonna buy us a couple of six-packs and he can keep the change. Jesus.
Whoa.
A hot girl walks by.
Holy shit, dude. That's her.
What? Who?
But Denise, what's her face? Yeah, she went to our high school. She dropped out a couple years ago.
What?
Now she's a stripper.
How do you even know that?
She's a legend. What the fuck is he?
Carter gets back out and runs into the liquor store.
Sir, I...
The bum prances around, collecting random items. Denise exits past Ben, who watches from out front. She drops her purse, spilling its contents.
Shit.
Oh.
He helps her pick up.
It's okay, I got it. Seriously, got it.
He hands her some tampons.
Ghetto ass bag.
Here.
He grabs her purse's broken strap.
What are you doing?
Here, it's a sheep bend knot. It's impossible to break.
You're pretty handy.
Thanks.
Nice legs.
Huh?
He eyes his shorts.
Costume party?
No. I'm a scout.
Like an actual scout?
Yeah, well, we gotta camp out tonight. So you work across the street?
Yep. Glamorous, huh?
Yeah. I mean, never been in, but I hear it's nice. It's got a good Yelp review. What?
Nothing. You're really cute.
Thanks. Come on, Carter.
Please tell me you did not ask that guy to buy you beer.
No, it was his idea.
Rookies.
She goes back in.
Where are you?
How am I gonna fight the
it's
bad
not all
guy?
Yours.
Denise grabs 2 6-packs. She plucks the 20 from the bum's hand and uses it to pay. She gives him the change. As she walks to the exit, Carter runs ahead and opens the door for her.
Thank you.
Here.
Oh, my God. Thank you. You're the most amazing person ever. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks.
That's cool. And thanks for the help, Legs.
Yeah.
Dude, what the fuck was that?
Oh, my God. I would tongue pound her salty walrus any day of the week.
A bouncer eyes them from the strip club.
Oh, shit. He's staring at us.
Go.
They return to their car, now in the wilderness.
Dude, I thought you said that Kendall broke up with that Jeff guy.
Dude, I thought so too. It's like one moment they're together, and the next moment.
At a campsite, Augie cups his hands around his mouth. Carter cups his hands around his mouth.
It's like no doubt she wants to take a ride.
Hey, guys! Hey, what's up? All right, campsite? Halfway set up.
Nice.
Great.
What's up?
What's up?
Oh, too slow, buddy.
Hey, where's Scout Leader Rogers?
He was supposed to be here to help me set up, but so far he's a no-show.
Yeah. That's weird. He's never late.
Yeah, maybe he quit Scouts.
Quit Scouts. Yeah, right. Yeah. That's hysterical. Wonder what I think it is? I think it's a test.
A test?
Well, yeah, I'm getting my Condor badge today. I have to prove that I'm ready.
Yeah, and check this out. I'm charting diets for the animal study badge, and I walked right into that.
What is this?
It's Deer Scout.
Carter chucks the baggie.
Oh, dude, what the fuck, man?
Carter, I needed that.
Oh, you needed that? It's shit, yeah. Augie. No one needs shit.
I need it. I've been looking all
day. Oh, God, it's gonna be a long night.
They build their tent.
This is heating his room in and out. Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Good job, bud.
Ben sets a map on his sleeping bag, then opens a compass with a photo of Kendall concealed inside. He furtively glances over his shoulder. In his tent, Augie rolls out his sleeping bag. He carefully folds his socks and underwear, then unpacks other items including a lantern, a bugle, coils of rope, and a hatchet. Carter simply dumps out his belongings in his tent, then sips an energy drink. Using a collapsible shovel, Augie digs a hole in the ground. As Carter naps against a rock, Augie crouches over him. Ben tickles Carter's nose with a twig, causing him to jolt awake into Augie's butt.
Oh! What the fuck, man? Is that your ass?
Ben climbs a tree, and Augie tosses him a sack, which he dangles over a high branch on a rope. Carter pretends to pee on Augie with a water bottle as he digs his pit. The three friends have a water fight in a stream, then raise the American flag. Augie salutes with Ben, then smacks Carter and gets him to salute as well. Their scouting troop flag flies beside the Stars and Stripes. At night, Augie tries to make a fire.
Beans? Weenies? Why do we always have to eat welfare food?
Because we're camping, Carter. What do you want?
Something artisan. Something that doesn't make me fart every 5 seconds.
Shut up. Quit being such a bitch.
Augie? Augie. Hey. Augie. Use my lighter.
I'm not gonna get my fire making badge using a lighter, Carter.
Just use it.
No.
Why?
Cuz.
Come on.
Augie.
Ben takes Carter's lighter.
Augie, just use it. Look, you can get it next time.
Ben uses it to start the fire. They all roast marshmallows.
The hell can I get service?
Carter, we're in the woods.
Dude, I always get service up here.
Maybe Mother Nature wants you to put the phone away, Carter, and be in the moment.
Oh, is that what Mother Nature wants? Maybe Mother Nature wants this.
He flings his marshmallow onto Augie's forehead.
Fuck you, bullseye, man.
Asshead, Carter.
Oh, wait, no. Don't take it off. Here we go. Wait.
Hold still. Hold
he
still.
Takes a selfie Ready? With Augie.
Say marshmallow.
Cut him some donkey balls.
Wow. That's a thing of beauty.
Better right post that.
I'm definitely posting that. It's my masterpiece. All right. BRB, guys. I gotta pee.
He walks off with a lantern.
Barn owl?
I think it's a spotted owl.
Yeah. Yeah, you're probably right.
Hey, guess what I found when I was hiking up here?
I found the tree that we carved our initials into.
No way.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, that was like 7 years ago.
I know. Crazy, right?
Oh, that was the same day that Carter sat on the cactus when he was taking a shit, right? And your dad had to pick out all the needles?
Yeah.
Augie's smile fades. Glancing up from the fire, Ben notices his sad expression and takes a sobering breath. The chubby scout stares off wistfully.
Augie, I know we don't talk about your dad much, but, you know, it's okay if you want to.
I just don't want to be a downer, you know?
Come on, Augie, you're not being a downer. He was your dad. You can talk about him.
Thanks, Ben.
Yeah, of course.
Hey.
He holds out his roasting stick.
Scouts forever?
Yeah, scouts forever.
Ben taps it with his own. Later that night, the fire has burned down to embers. Carter zips open his tent flap and peeks out before tiptoeing over to the next tent. He shines in a flashlight.
Ben, hey, come on, Ben, let's go.
Carter, I don't know about this.
Will you stop crying about this? Let's go. Come on, we're doing this.
Ben follows him out, and they cautiously pick their way past Augie, fast asleep in his tent. Outside an industrial building, a fallen sign reads, Dewar Street Recreation Center. Inside, a rave is in full swing. Two scantily clad girls strut down some steps to the dancing crowd. A DJ spins tunes from a stage along the far wall. Under black lights, the ravers wave glow sticks, a few wearing neon shirts that glow in the violet light. Two chicks make out near a graffiti-covered wall. A shirtless guy twirls as a ringed tube spins around his torso. A girl sprays vodka into a dude's mouth with a water gun. Chloe keeps her attention on her phone as a guy French kisses her. Jeff approaches.
Are we interrupting?
Kendall gives Chloe a hug.
No, I haven't seen him anywhere, no. But look, I'm sure he'll be here any second, okay?
He smiles at Chloe as he sips a drink. Meanwhile...
Dude, what if Augie wakes up and we're
not
there?
He's not gonna wake up. If Chewbacca was fucking Bigfoot in our campsite, he'd still be asleep.
Ooh. What is that?
What?
Ben finds Roger's pocket knife.
Look. Look, he was here.
Okay, so he decided to go back home. He changed his mind.
No. Scout Leader Rogers would never leave his lucky knife. I think something's wrong.
Dude, what's wrong is us sitting here talking about this.
He grabs Carter's flashlight.
Dude, look at his prints. Look, his foot was dragging like he had a limp or something.
Okay, hooray for your mad tracking skills. Can we go, please?
They follow the trail back to Ben's car. Ben pauses behind the wheel.
What?
I just think something really bad happened to him.
Are we still talking about Rogers?
Yeah.
Dude, he is sitting at home dressed up like Dolly Parton singing show tunes. Relax.
Their headlights reveal Augie standing in front of them.
Oh, shit.
He turns away.
Augie, wait! Augie!
He faces his two troop mates.
Thought we were best friends.
We are best friends.
We were coming back.
Really?
After your party? You know about that? Everybody knows about the senior party, Carter, even a loser like me.
Augie, don't say that.
Why not? That's what you guys think.
Well, we don't think you're a loser.
Ben, just tell him.
Carter, no.
Yeah, tell me, Ben. Come on, say it.
We're quitting Scouts, Augie. Look, it was fun when we were kids. We have to grow up, man. Augie... We're still gonna be best friends.
Go to your party.
He walks away.
Augie, wait!
Augie, come on.
Just leave him, Ben.
Ben glances back at Carter, then watches Augie's lantern recede into the woods. The two buddies mope back to the car. Later, they drive through the mostly empty parking lot of the Mission Center strip mall.
What the fuck? What's wrong with the radio?
Carter, are you seeing this?
Seeing what?
Look, the town's deserted.
Everyone's probably asleep.
On Friday night?
I don't know. Something just feels really weird.
Oh, hey, pull over right here.
They park in front of the liquor store and get out of the car.
Can't wait to get out of these stupid uniforms.
The sign for the Lawrence of Arabia strip club glows nearby.
So we're just gonna change right here?
Nobody's around.
Let's see. Jeans, t-shirt, condoms. Good. Good to go. Forget socks. Yes.
Ben steps up to the liquor store's front doors and finds one of the glass panes smashed to pieces.
Holy shit, balls!
What?
Dude, look.
What?
The bouncer, he's gone.
Carter, someone smashed the door.
Yeah, we should sneak in. Let's sneak in.
Sneak in, come on. That's illegal.
Let's do it. Come on.
Carter, we can't go in there.
Dude, come on.
Go in there. We're minors.
It's a chance of a lifetime. Who cares?
What are you doing?
It's gonna be awesome. Oh my God.
They peek in the strip club.
Okay, it's clear. Come on. Let's do it.
Come on.
They enter.
Jesus. This is it, Ben. We've made it. We're at the epicenter of pussy.
He grabs Ben.
Oh, shit. Hey, I gotta go to the ATM, get some cash. You find us a spot?
Yeah, that shouldn't be too hard since there's, like, nobody here.
Blue-tinted spotlights pivot all around the club as Ben steps past the unmanned bar. Someone watches him through a beaded curtain. It's a blonde woman with glassy eyes. Ben glances around disconcertedly, then takes a seat at a small stage equipped with an illuminated pole at the end of a runway. Red panels light up at the perimeter of the stage and lead up a long connected platform as disco lights twinkle around the empty club. Ben glances over his shoulder and shifts in his chair. He takes in the elaborate light display. The bright flashes reveal an approaching female silhouette. She climbs up to the platform and slinks toward the pole in see-through platform stiletto heels. Ben watches her glide her hands over her slender body as she approaches. His head tilts back and his breathing grows rapid. Wearing a skimpy red lamé bikini, the blonde stripper grabs hold of the pole and struts around it before spinning down to her thighs on the stage. Her veins are dark under her skin. As she lifts the pole, Ben smiles. She limberly stretches one leg up beside her head, then gets on all fours and crawls toward him.
Hey. My friend brought me here. He's getting money.
Her face leans in close.
I have a girlfriend. Sort of.
Oh, don't worry, Mommy! Daddy's here!
Carter showers her with cash.
This is fucking awesome!
Dude, something's wrong with her. Look at her chest. What's all over her?
No, that's makeup, dummy! It's a jungle theme!
She sheds her bikini top.
Oh, wow. This is so hot.
She climbs the pole.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
As she hangs upside down, blood sprays from her slit throat. It gets all over Carter. The bouncer bursts out from a back room and upends the table. He chases the two scouts across the club. As the bouncer zombie charges, the friends dive out of the way, and he crashes into the latched front door. Carter does a barrel roll over the bar and crawls to a hidden corner. Meanwhile, Ben bursts into the men's room and rushes into the last stall. Locking the door behind him, he steps up on the toilet seat and crouches low. The bouncer barges into the men's room and inhales deeply. Moving down the row of stalls, he shoves open each door and takes a look inside. His veins show prominently through his shaved head, and blood trickles from his mouth. Ben trembles with dread as he waits. Back in the club, Carter peers meekly over the top of the bar. Looking around, he sees no one there among the flashing lights. His face is coated in the stripper's blood. She suddenly pops up and grabs him. Yanking him over the bar, she throws him to the floor. He struggles to fend her off as she straddles him. Carter spots a broken bottleneck on the floor and stabs it into her forehead. As the zombie goes limp, her blood pours out the top of the bottle's neck and onto him. He shoves her off of him, then sits up, wiping blood from his eyes. In the men's room, the bouncer turns to the last stall door. Through the seams, Ben watches him move into position. The zombie bangs the door with his elbow. He pounds it with both hands until it opens. His head suddenly explodes and he collapses. Wielding a shotgun, Denise yanks Ben out of the men's room.
Carter!
Ben!
Carter!
Ben!
What the fuck is going on?
I don't know, they're trying to kill us.
I just wanted to see some titties.
I know.
Wait, you're the stripper.
Cocktail waitress.
Outside a small house, Augie waits at the front door. He peeks inside a window, then tries the knob and finds it unlocked. Stepping inside, he pauses at the threshold.
Scout Leader Rogers?
He turns on a light. A life-size cardboard cutout of Dolly Parton startles him.
Scout Leader Rogers, are you home?
He cups his hands around his mouth. He closes the door behind him.
Hello?
He wears a fanny pack as he ambles through the rustic home. He moves past a mounted deer's head, an illustrated portrait of Dolly Parton, and a long blonde wig inside a frame box. He steps down into a sunken den and sweeps his gaze around. The room is filled with Dolly Parton memorabilia, including a porcelain bust on a pedestal.
Holy cow.
Meanwhile, Denise leads the others out of the strip club.
Fuck! Calm the fuck down!
Calm down, are you crazy? We almost just got killed in there.
Is that your ride?
Can you please just tell us what the hell is
going
on?
I really need to wash out my face right now.
Please, now!
No, not until you tell us what's happening.
Anybody got a wet nap?
What the fuck do you think is happening? Everyone's eating each other.
Wait. Like a...
Yes, like that.
That's not possible.
No, I think it's possible, Ben. A dead stripper just trying to eat my face. Oh, shit, shit.
Oh, fuck. Oh, shit.
Oh, shit, shit. Do it, do it.
Denise shoots an approaching zombie through the chest. He lies still for a moment, then sits back up.
Yep, zombie.
Denise blows off his head.
Any more questions?
A horde of zombies approaches from the other end of the parking lot. The three race to Ben's car, parked outside the liquor store.
Go, go! Come on!
Ben backs up only a few feet.
Where are you going? What the fuck?
He speeds forward over the curb. His spare tire comes loose and rolls away across the pavement.
Oh, shit!
They all jump out of the car.
Carter, get the tire!
Ben grabs his jack from the trunk as Carter retrieves the tire.
I got it.
Guys, hurry up. They're getting pretty fucking close.
No, hurry up. Open up. Come on.
Then he shoots the closest zombie in the head.
Fuck up.
She shoots another.
Seriously, hurry the fuck up.
I got him. Here.
Put it on.
Okay, go. Put it on. Come on.
Fuck.
Finding herself out of ammo, she grabs the shotgun by the barrel and swings it into the zombies' faces as they attack.
I got it!
A zombie gets down on all fours and lopes toward them rapidly.
Oh, shit.
You gotta be fucking kidding me.
The three jump in the car. Ben shuts his door just as the loping zombie rams into it, cracking the window. The car speeds out of the parking lot just ahead of the zombie swarm. At Scout Leader Rogers' house, Augie eats a snack as he writes a message on an I Heart Dolly whiteboard posted on the fridge. It reads, "Hope everything is okay. Just stopped by, Augie." He caps the pen and hangs it from a hook. He looks down at his belly. Later, he sits on the toilet. He opens a set of windows behind him. Tearing off a strip of toilet paper, he separates the squares and lays them tidily on the rim of the sink. Outside, a figure lumbers across the well-manicured yard toward the house. Back inside, Augie wipes himself. He picks up the next square of toilet paper and drags his fingers across it before using it. Behind him, the staggering figure approaches the open windows. Augie scrunches up his face, then grabs an air freshener can from atop the toilet and spritzes it around. Just as the zombie reaches in for him, he bends forward and rises to his feet, pulling up his shorts. Augie buckles his belt, then turns back and flushes the toilet. The zombie is gone. Augie continues to fiddle with his belt as he walks back to the kitchen and finds someone standing in the dark dining room.
Scully to Rogers, what happened tonight? We were worried about you.
Rogers sniffs around.
I know, it's bad. I'm so sorry. I had to use your bathroom. I think it was the beans, the marshmallows. Oh. I tried spraying it. It just lingers.
The scout leader shuffles forward. Augie's jaw drops as he sees him covered in blood. He has a gaping neck wound.
Your neck!
He chases Augie into the den.
Rogers, please!
They run circles around the sofa.
I think you're having a bad allergic reaction to something. We need to get you to a doctor.
Rogers clambers over the couch and crashes down on the glass coffee table. Augie recoils into a stereo. The scout throws trophies from a mantle at Rogers. Fleeing the zombie, Augie crawls under a Dolly Parton pinball game and bumps the pedestal. The porcelain bust falls into his lap. He uses it to fend off the zombie, making Rogers motorboat Dolly's cleavage. Augie scrambles back to his feet and the scout leader gives chase. The teen ducks into a room, shutting the door behind him. As he turns on the light, the door bursts back open, knocking him down a flight of stairs into the basement. Rogers lumbers down after him. Augie gets to his feet just in time to evade his clutches. Rogers overturns a work table in his path, spilling its contents across the floor. An aerosol oil can rolls into Augie's foot. He grabs a gas lighter from a shelf and uses it with the oil can to create a flamethrower, lighting the zombie's head and upper torso on fire. Augie picks up a canoe paddle and whacks the scout leader to the ground. Rogers falls still under the flames. Augie catches his breath as he watches him burn. Meanwhile, Ben's car skids to a stop outside the Deerfield County Sheriff's Department. The trio jumps out and runs for the building. Racing up some steps, they pass pieces of luggage lying around haphazardly. They find a note posted at the glass front door.
All evacuation buses have departed. Proceed north on Route 1 to the security checkpoint at mile marker 17. Oh, shit. They evacuated the town.
Oh, that's great. That's great. I missed the party, and I miss Chloe.
Carter,
I'm going to die.
Guys,
Carter, calm down. We need to figure out what we're going to do.
The two scouts join Denise and look out at a throng of zombies running toward them. They sprint inside the sheriff's department.
Go, go, go. Carter, launch it.
Hey, don't fucking lock it, man. It doesn't work.
She laces a flagpole through the door handles. The mass of undead presses against the glass. A zombie cop staggers out from a doorway, firing his gun aimlessly. The survivors duck and cover. Ben spots an axe and a fire extinguisher inside glass cases on two separate walls.
Carter, get the axe!
The zombie turns toward Ben as he bolts to the extinguisher. He sprays mist in the cop's face. Carter sinks the axe into the zombie's head, bringing it down. The friends high five. The other zombies break the glass doors and begin flooding inside.
Go, go, go!
The trio runs down a long hallway. They reach an intersection and glance both ways before choosing right. The zombies are hot on their heels. The trio leads them down a stairwell. Turning a corner, Ben glances back and sees the horde only yards behind them. Denise spots an exit. A zombie slams against the door's window from outside. The three shut themselves inside a jail cell. The zombies surround them on all sides, grabbing in through the bars. Huddled together against a wall, the survivors keep just out of reach.
This is fucking awesome! That woman!
Meanwhile, Augie finishes tying down the scorched scout leader in a chair.
I'm really sorry I set you on fire, Scout Leader Rogers. But hopefully it's not as bad as it looks.
The zombie chomps at him fruitlessly.
I used a double overhand stop or not. It's hard to get out of, right?
He lays the toupee on top of the scout leader's singed head.
Okay, now, I'll be right back. Just stay there.
Augie dashes off. Rogers rocks side to side in his chair, jaws still chomping, until he topples over. Outside the sheriff's department, zombies mill about around Ben's car. One guy's arm falls off. Inside the jail cell, Carter poses for selfies. A fat zombie grabs his shoulder.
Dude, what the fuck? Have you had enough to eat, Jesus?
Carter, stop agitating them. What, I need a new profile pic. So do you think they evacuated everyone at the party?
Yeah, of course, they had to.
At least we know our parents are okay.
Where are they?
They went to some lame spiritual yoga retreat.
Ugh, I think I'd rather be in here.
Ben whittles a sharp point on a mop handle.
I hope Augie's okay.
Who's Augie?
He's our best friend. Well, ex-best friend now.
Why ex?
Because we ditched him for a party.
Ben, we were gonna go back.
Whatever, Carter. We ditched him. We're bad friends.
Why didn't you guys just take him with you?
You don't know Augie.
What?
He's just different.
The geek.
He collects deer shit and weaves baskets. Okay, you do the math.
Okay. Word of advice? Choosing parties and popularity in high school? It's a total dead end. None of that shit will matter later. Trust me. I know.
You're right, but didn't you, like, drop out of high school?
No, I got my GED.
Why?
Because not everybody has a lily white life like you do.
Hey, God, you're so hostile.
No, hostile is 3 seconds from now when my foot's up your ass.
Okay, yeah, try all you want, but I happen to have a very tight asshole.
Oh, I think I could stretch it out for you.
Oh, well, then lube me up, baby.
Carter! We're gonna play the quiet game now, okay?
All right, you know what? Fine. I'm over both of you.
He grabs a roll of toilet paper and lies down with it as a pillow. Denise's attention shifts to Ben's handiwork as he shaves off a thick splinter of wood.
You're pretty good at that.
Yeah, I guess that whittling badge finally paid off. What about you?
What about me?
How'd you learn to use a shotgun like that?
Oh. My ex-boyfriend was really into guns. He used to drag me to the firing range like once a week.
Oh. So, no boyfriend now?
Not if I can help it.
Well, why do you say that?
I don't know. It's... Let's just say I have really shitty-tasting guys. I'm better off alone.
Nobody's better off alone.
Yeah, well, I am.
Oh, what a beautiful moment.
Ben hits him.
Ow! Asshole, that hurt!
Yeah, that was the point.
Oh, was that the point? Yeah.
Guys! Do you hear that?
Is that... Crank that?
They're leaving.
I love this song.
You would.
It's stereo blaring. An empty car sits outside in the street with its doors wide open. The zombies are drawn to it. Back inside, Denise points to a key hanging on a wall.
Look! Right there!
Oh, fuck, they're gonna come back. What are we gonna do?
Condoms!
What?
Carter, give me your condoms! Hurry! Okay,
here. Ben opens the box.
Here, just take them and open them and tie them together.
Why are we doing this?
Just do it!
Okay.
There's one.
Okay, come on. Hurry!
They tie the string of condoms around the mop handle. Outside, Augie sneaks out from behind a dumpster and trips on a parked car. He freezes in his tracks for a moment before double-timing it to the station. The zombies all head after him. Back inside.
Here we go.
Come on, Ben.
Fly fishing. Yes.
Holding the mop, Ben swings the string of condoms at the key on the wall. He just misses. On his second try, he catches it with a hook at the end of the string. Augie appears. As he approaches, he obliviously kicks the key down an open drain.
You got arrested?
No, we locked ourselves in.
How?
It was an accident.
This has to be Augie.
Augie, get the keys. You can't throw them in the drain pipe over there.
He digs his hand inside.
I can't reach it.
Oh, shit.
They're coming back.
Hold on.
He unfolds his pocket knife.
What, is there a lockpicking badge I'm unaware of?
How'd you find it? Followed the stench of betrayal.
Augie.
I saw your car. Figured I'd help.
Augie, look.
He picks the lock just as a zombie appears behind him. Ben spears his mop handle through the zombie's head, vanquishing it. Ben slides the cell door open.
Go.
They flee out a back exit, keeping just ahead of the encroaching zombie horde, and slip through a fence. As Carter slides the gate shut, it catches the busty policewoman zombie by her uniform. She jerks forward, ripping her shirt open and exposing her huge, veiny breasts. Carter halts. He gawks.
Carter, let's go!
Carter cops a quick feel.
Come on!
The group runs off.
I touched him. I don't think they were real.
Later, they approach a sign indicating Deerfield is 12 miles behind them.
Fuck, my feet are killing me.
Well, the security checkpoint's only a few miles away.
Oh, dude, I'm starving.
How can you even think of food when people are being eaten alive?
You know, they say that humans taste like pork.
They?
Cannibals, I guess.
Dude, I love bacon.
Hey, look!
Maybe the keys are inside.
As they run toward a stopped moving truck, the drunk bum lurches out from behind it, now a zombie.
Jesus! This guy again?
Someone kill him!
Carter, we can't just keep going around killing people.
Why not?
Because he's a human being.
Okay, well, we'll see how you feel when he's eating your nutsack like a street taco.
Guys, he's getting pretty close.
Remember our wilderness safety seminar?
What?
When encountering a hostile creature, be sure to assert yourself in order to keep the animal at bay.
That is a zombie, not a bear, dumbass.
He mimics Augie's dominant pose. Augie makes smaller movements.
Guys, I think he's mimicking me.
Augie, quit messing around.
The zombie spits.
Augie.
He notices the bum's blood-stained Britney Spears t-shirt.
Oh, baby, baby, how was I supposed to know that something wasn't right here? Oh, baby,
Augie, what are you
baby,
doing?
I shouldn't have let you go. And now you're out of sight. Yeah, show me how you want it to be.
What are you doing?
Tell me, baby. Cause I need to know now, oh, because my loneliness is killing me. And I must confess, I still believe.
Okay, did I just drop acid, or are they really singing Britney Spears with the zombie?
My mind, give me a sign. Hit me, baby, one more.
A bullet hole appears in the zombie's forehead, and he drops to the pavement. Standing outside a military Humvee, a soldier lowers his rifle. Later.
Is that all of you?
Yeah.
What the hell's happening? Don't know yet. Some kind of viral outbreak. CDC ordered a military containment perimeter.
Is most of the town evacuated?
As many as we could. This thing hit so hard and fast, we're still trying to contain it.
Well, what about everyone at the party? Were they evacuated?
What party?
Ben trades a worried look with his friends. Elsewhere, a zombie's long tongue flaps loosely from his missing lower jaw. He shuffles toward the old Dewar Street Recreation Center. Meanwhile, the Humvee arrives at the City of Deerfield Municipal Waste Treatment Plant and pulls into an empty lot between industrial tanks. The three scouts get out. They glance around the plant, finding it completely devoid of activity.
Well, where is everybody?
Nobody's here. It must be a mistake. Yeah, 1146 Dunton Avenue. This is it.
It's not a mistake, Carter. Jeff sent you a fake address.
What?
Carter, this is a waste plant. You get it? It's full of shit.
Motherfucker! God damn it! I can't believe he sent us a fucking fake address!
Well, why does that surprise you? I mean, did you actually think he was gonna invite us to a real party?
Karma! What?
Nothing.
No, speak up.
Well, I just think it's a little ironic that, you know, you're all upset now because you got ditched.
Oh, okay. So you're saying that we deserve it? We went to your stupid camp out, dude.
You lied to me.
We've been lying to you for the past 3 years.
Carter.
Going to every scout meeting, every lame field trip, wearing these stupid fucking clothes so everybody can make fun of
Carter,
us.
Carter, that's enough.
Beg, you're not hiding behind me this time. Tell him. Talk about how many times that you say you hated scouts, how sick of it you were.
I never said that.
Bullshit, man.
No, I guess it's fine. I guess it's time for it to all come out, right? Had a crush on Kendall since sixth grade.
That is not true. That,
yes, it is.
Kendall, as in my sister Kendall?
Mm-hmm. No.
Dude, that's like incest.
No, it's not. I'm not even related to her.
So you do like her then?
No, I don't like
Told
her.
Told you. Shut up.
They all get into a shoving match.
Again with this shit? Jesus. Can't you just walk you through it?
The soldier has a bite on his hand.
Hey, are you okay?
He grabs at her. The scouts run to the vehicle and help Denise escape the zombie's clutches. She repeatedly slams his head in her door.
I'm so fucking sick of zombies!
Yikes. Whoa.
Ben grabs the radio. His friends join him in front of the vehicle as he tries to communicate.
Hello, is anybody there? No, we're still here, hello.
Operation cleanup. Commence aerial bombing of site at 0300, repeat, 0300.
No, somebody help, hello. Somebody help, please, hello.
Fuck, they're gonna bomb the town in 2 hours? What are we gonna do? We have to find Kendall and the others.
It's a secret party, they could be anywhere.
Shit. My sister's diary.
What?
Yeah, she writes every last boring detail of her life in there. I guarantee she wrote down what the party is.
They're fucking going then.
They jump inside the Humvee. Ben tugs the zombie soldier's body out of the front passenger seat before climbing in. The vehicle makes a U-turn in the lot, headlights shining. It careens past the waste treatment plant sign out front. Now, a herd of zombies blocks the road near a crashed SUV. From behind their parked Humvee, the survivors eye a suburban house. They sneak across the road without being detected by the zombies and hop a white front yard fence shaded by a broad tree. A corpulent zombie starts to turn around. As the survivors sneak through a yard, someone watches from a window. It's a zombified Miss Fielder. The group enters Carter's house from a set of French doors and tiptoes through the dining room. They pause in the living room, where Carter takes a peek outside a front window. Moving as a tight unit, they proceed upstairs. Carter leads the way into his sister's bedroom and turns on the lights to reveal its all-pink decor.
Oh, it smells like pixie sticks and hope in here.
You've never been in a girl's room before, have you?
Yeah, I...
Mom doesn't count.
Well...
Any female relative doesn't count.
Guys, can we focus? Where's the diary?
She changes the hiding place like every week, so just spread out and start looking.
He rummages through a drawer inside a vanity. Denise checks a drawer in a bedside table. Ben rifles through dresser drawers, then does a double take. His eyes widen at the sight of Kendall's lacy underwear in one huge pile.
Find it?
Nope. Nothing over here.
Carter continues checking drawers. Downstairs, Miss Fielder appears in the windows outside the dining room and slowly opens one of its French doors. Back in Kendall's room, Ben freezes alertly.
Hey, did you guys hear that?
Hear what?
I think I heard something downstairs.
Hockey, go check it out.
I'm not going down there by myself.
Go with him.
Why me?
Call me when your balls drop, dude.
Carter and Augie head downstairs. Carter wields a lacrosse stick. Meanwhile, Denise picks up a photo.
this is Carter's sister?
Yeah, that's Kendall.
Well, she clearly won the genetic lottery.
Yeah. She's okay, I guess.
Dude, she's more than okay. You don't have to be all cool about it.
Downstairs.
Shit.
They see the French doors lying open. Back upstairs.
So, how come you haven't told her you like her?
What's the point? I mean, she's never gonna go for a guy like me. And she's got a boyfriend. And Carter would kill me if I touched his sister.
Okay, look. Here's the deal. And don't take this the wrong way, but you have to man up.
Yeah, but I suck at being that guy. I'm not assertive like that.
Kiss me.
What?
Don't what me. Just do it. Kiss me.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm serious. I saw you checking out my ass earlier. I know you want to do it. Just kiss me.
No,
earlier.
I wasn't.
Ben.
Okay, for a second I did.
Kiss me.
Denise, I...
You can do it. Just go for it.
I don't...
As he leans in abruptly, his forehead hits hers.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Are you okay?
I'm fine.
See, I told you we shouldn't have done that. It was a bad idea.
No. Let's just try it again.
No, I feel stupid. We should just look for the diary.
Come here.
As she pulls him into a kiss, a zombie bounces in and out of view at the window behind them. Outside, it's hopping on a trampoline while two others mill about. Denise plants a few more small, sensual kisses on Ben's lips, then smiles.
Not bad.
Really?
Okay, it wasn't like top five or anything. Don't get excited. But yeah, it was okay. Okay, when you see Kendall, just walk straight up to her, lay some of that shit on her, and you're golden.
Okay. Thanks.
Downstairs, Carter shuts the doors, then faces Augie.
Guess we left it open. Hey, Augie.
His friend pauses on his way out and turns back to him.
Ben didn't want to leave you tonight.
Augie frowns.
It was my idea. What difference does it make? It's done.
He sulks across the living room. Carter sadly watches him go. As he heads after his friend, Miss Fielder suddenly charges him. She tackles him over the sofa. In the street, the zombies turn toward the noise. Augie picks up Carter's dropped lacrosse stick and whacks Miss Fielder. Her dentures go flying across the floor. A zombie crashes in through a window. While he tackles Augie, Miss Fielder flings Carter across the room with superhuman strength. Augie stuffs a fallen orange in his attacker's mouth, then breaks a lamp over his head and scrambles to his feet. He dodges as the zombie charges, and the man crashes into a shelving unit. As Carter tries to escape Miss Fielder, she yanks on his shorts. She pulls down his boxers. She sinks her gums into his butt cheek. Augie stabs a fireplace poker through his attacker's mouth.
Fire! She's coming! Fire! Oh my God!
Carter!
Oh God!
Augie charges at Miss Fielder, but she deflects him into a window. Overpowering her, he shoves her head down on the window frame.
Carter
grabs the window sash.
Peace out, bitch!
He slams down the jagged glass, decapitating her. Ben and Denise arrive.
What the hell happened?
More zombies flood in.
Shit.
The survivors flee upstairs with the intruders hot on their tail. They shut themselves inside Kendall's room.
Come on.
They wedge the dresser against the door.
That's not gonna hold up!
Did you find the journal?
No, we looked everywhere!
You guys, we gotta go, come on!
He sprints to the window and opens it. The bouncing zombie grabs him. Augie catches him by the legs, and he and Carter try to pull him back inside. Ben punches the zombie into the trampoline, and he bounces onto the lawn. The braced door splinters.
Oh my God, they're coming! They're coming!
Guys, if we jump, we might be able to clear the fence.
What?
Okay, let's just jump!
The fence, it's like 10 feet away!
I'll go first!
Go!
Carter jumps out and trampolines over the cinder block wall. Popping back into view, he gives his friends a thumbs up.
Okay, go!
Zombies break the door apart. Denise trampolines over the wall to Carter.
Augie, come, you gotta go now!
Hurry!
No, I can't, I'm afraid of heights!
Be more afraid of zombies, go!
Ben pushes him out, and Augie lands hard on the trampoline, bouncing a zombie in the air. With their bounces alternating, Augie decks the businessman and sends him crashing over the edge. Giving himself a big bounce, he belly flops onto the wall and falls over it head over heels. Inside, the invading zombies knock a drawer out of the dresser and a diary tumbles out. Ben runs back from the window to retrieve it. As he climbs back out, he sees the trampoline overrun with zombies. An old man in an open bathrobe grabs him from inside. Startled, Ben grabs hold of something as he starts to fall. It's the zombie's penis.
Whoa!
Is that his wiener?
We gotta do something.
God, help me! I'm falling!
Hang on to that cock, Ben!
God, hurry up!
Denise scales the wall.
What are you doing?
Hey, assholes! Come and get me!
The zombies climb off the trampoline and head after her. The penis stretches like taffy.
It's ripping!
Its pale, veiny flesh tears away.
It's ripping!
It snaps apart. Ben plummets backwards in slow motion with Kendall's diary held in one hand and the old man's severed penis in the other. Landing on the trampoline, he bounces over the wall and holds up the penis victoriously.
I got it!
He flings it into a zombie's mouth, then holds up the diary.
I got it.
Where was it?
Underwear drawer.
Classic.
With zombies banging on a gate, the group ducks inside the nearest house.
Auggie, get the lights. The power's out.
Where the hell are we?
Ben shines his light on a wall portrait.
Miss Fielder's house.
I can't believe we just chopped her head off.
She tried to eat my ass, Auggie. She deserved it.
Guys.
The foursome moves cautiously from room to room inside the dark house. Ben's flashlight beam sweeps past a decorative stand with two China cat figurines on top.
Carter, check the window.
Carter parts the curtains and peeks outside.
Shit, they're everywhere. Miss Fielder's car's in the garage. Maybe we can get out that way.
The group creeps past a grandfather clock and across the dining room to an open doorway. As they move into the kitchen, Ben's flashlight shines on a closed door at the far end of the room. They spy a bowl teetering on the counter.
What's that?
I think something's in here.
Turning slowly in place, Ben stops with his light pointed at his chubby friend.
Okay.
A zombie cat with a mangled ear climbs up his shoulder. Auggie spins around, trying to shake it. Denise bats it away with a frying pan.
I got it! I got it!
Many eyes glow in the dark. The humans get chased into the garage. Auggie slams the door, then sees furry paws clawing through the gap underneath. Ben shifts into reverse and crashes through the garage door. He plows through several zombies as he speeds down the driveway to the street. A lone figure in shorts stands in his path.
Oh my God, it's Kelly to Rogers.
He looks like shit.
He set him on fire.
He tried to eat me.
Ben shifts gears. His tires burn rubber.
Wait, are you in them?
They all cringe as he speeds ahead. He crashes straight into Rogers, sending him toppling over the roof of the car.
Sorry, bro!
The burned and battered scout leader rises back up and watches them drive away. In his eyeline, a little old lady zombie rides out into the street on a motorized scooter and bounces up the opposite curb. Later.
All right, the diary said they're at the old rec center on Dewar Street. Hopefully we're not too late.
All right, I'll try to get help as soon as I can.
Just be careful.
They prop up a dirt bike left on the side of the road, and Denise straddles it, while the others wait with the car a half block back.
Denise.
Yeah?
Look, I don't know what's gonna happen, but I just want to let you know that you're one of the coolest girls I've ever met. And, I hope you meet someone that deserves you.
Thanks.
She kickstarts the bike. She speeds off down the remote road past the flaming wreckage of another vehicle. Watching her go, Ben steals his jaw. His eyes narrow, and his breathing grows more determined. He turns and marches back to his buddies at Miss Fielder's car.
Guys, let's go. We gotta get to the party.
Ben, this is a suicide mission.
Guys, they're gonna bomb this whole town in less than 2 hours.
What if Denise reaches the military in time?
And what if she doesn't, Carter? Then what? Who's gonna save them? The police? They're gone. The military? They're not coming either. Guys, we're the last line of defense. And so what? Maybe we look like dorks in these uniforms. And maybe we're a big joke to everyone at school.
But tonight, we're gonna show them what being a real scout's all about. So, we're just gonna stand here with our thumbs up our asses, and we're gonna go out there and save the world.
Fuck yeah, dude.
That was a really good speech, Ben.
Thanks, Augie.
Let's do it. Yeah.
They get in the car.
The rec center's that way.
We're making a pit stop first.
Later, the car crashes through the entrance of a hardware store. The scouts swagger out. As they move down the aisles, Augie pauses at a display of doorknobs, while Ben pauses at a display of weed whackers. It shows us pioneer started on my Carter grabs like a cock gun. Augie picks up a wooden ball. Ben breaks open a display case and takes out two hunting knives. Augie grabs a gasoline can. They collect other miscellaneous items, including a yardstick, garden fertilizer, an extremely long nail, and a PVC pipe. Ben aims a nail gun. The scouts strut down three neighboring aisles with their loot. Rapid zoom-ins show their merit badges for firearms, archery, and cooking.
You ready?
The screen splits into four panels, then continues to multiply as it shows their battle preparations. Flashes show patches reading equipment chief, and squad clerk, interspersed with them modifying their uniforms. They all put on gloves. Augie turns on a headlamp. Ben wears his kerchief as a headband. At the party, Chloe sneaks off with the guy she was making out with.
Text messages are going through, Travis.
Don't worry about that, baby.
Where are you taking me?
It's a surprise.
He spanks her.
Spanking, don't you?
They enter a boiler room.
Ew. Travis, what the fuck?
Come on.
Okay, this place is disgusting.
I need to examine you.
Oh, okay.
He sits her on the edge of a table and kisses her.
Oh, you're so sexy.
Thank you. Okay, we're not about to fuck right now.
Why not?
Because we've only been dating for like 2 minutes.
What about a blowjob?
Travis, I spent an hour trying to find this piece of gum.
Sucks.
He mopes.
Okay, fine. You can eat me out.
Really?
Yes, you're welcome.
She lies back and puts in her earbuds. As Travis removes her panties, the jawless zombie appears behind him. Chloe watches a program on her phone. Travis flings the panties into the zombie.
The fuck?
He sees him in the shadows.
Hey, pervert. Fuck off.
The zombie shuffles closer.
You serious, bro?
Confronting him, Travis sees his jaw is missing. The zombie tackles him. Chloe remains engrossed in her TV program.
What are you gonna do it or what?
The zombie gets back up, his long, blood-soaked tongue flapping loosely as he stares between her raised knees. He crouches, his head hidden behind the program on her cell phone.
Ooh, your mouth's kind of cold.
She looks between her legs. The zombie chomps down. In the party, Jeff next with Kendall.
Come on, babe.
Stop it!
The fuck's your problem?
I'm worried about my brother. He should have been here hours ago.
He's not coming, babe.
How do you know?
Because I gave him the wrong address.
What?
They're scouts, Kendall. Look, what do you think, I was gonna bite them for real? Come here.
You are such a dick.
What, you're not leaving?
Watch me.
You're not going.
She slaps him.
Fine, go, bitch!
As he knocks her down, he sees Chloe with blood streaming down her legs.
Jesus, girl, get a fucking tampon, would you?
She lunges at his neck. She bites out a stringy chunk of flesh, then snarls at Kendall, who jumps up and flees across the dance floor. She races to a metal door and shoves it open to reveal a charging horde of zombies. She darts out of the way as they flood in. One zombie knocks a guy down and chomps into him. Others race for the dance floor. Kendall shoves past confused onlookers. A few start to flee. The party turns to chaos under the strobing blacklights as the undead appear on all sides. The DJ ditches his headphones and runs right into a zombie who bites into him over his console. Elbowing her way through the crowd, Kendall reaches a ladder along a wall and starts climbing. As she nears the top, a zombie lunges out at her. He claws at her. More zombies reach up from the bottom of the ladder. The zombies all look over to one side of the rec center. Kendall lifts her brow. The three scouts stand at the top of the stairs in their battle gear, backlit by the multicolored spotlights.
All right, scouts, let's kick some zombie ass.
They fire up their weapons. As they descend to the dance floor, several zombies stalk toward them. Ben carves one space to bits with his weed whacker. Carter takes out two more with a nail gun crossbow. Augie uses an air cannon to fire balls. A single ball smashes through the head of one zombie, continues through another standing behind him, and sails toward a third. As it strikes him, his head bursts in a messy explosion of blood and gray matter. Ben and Carter lower their weapons and look over at Augie in astonishment. He mouths, "Boom," before they all return to battle. Augie sends a zombie's arm flying loose. Carter whips around.
Chloe?
Oh, man.
He shoots her.
Nailed it.
In the black-lit chaos, the scouts continue vanquishing the undead. Ben sees Jeff snarling at him from across the floor. As they charge at each other, the scout tosses up his weed whacker and baseball slides between the zombie's legs. The power tool descends back into his grip, blades flapping like a propeller. He decapitates Jeff from behind.
What a dick.
The scouts struggle to keep up with the onslaught of zombies.
Man, they're everywhere! Circle up!
They back together into a tight fighting unit. Defeated zombies litter the floor around them, but more keep coming. Kendall remains trapped on the ladder. Ben breaks away from his friends and rushes over, pausing to weed whack two zombies in his path.
Hang on,
his blade stops spinning.
Oh, shit. Start. Come on.
He reaches for a nail gun at his waist, but is interrupted by an attacking zombie. Ben grabs him by the wrists and fights to keep him at bay. A flying nail suddenly pins the zombie's right hand to the wall.
Ben, duck!
A ball soars into the zombie's head, splitting it down the middle. Ben and his buddies exchange brotherly nods.
Kendall, come down! Come on, hurry!
She climbs down to him.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I think so!
Guys, come on!
Come on!
Come on! We gotta get everyone out of here, let's go!
Okay. Everybody, get to the stairs, come on!
The survivors run for the stairs with the scouts guarding their rear flank. Carter and Augie stay behind, picking off zombies, while the others escape. Ben stops at the doorway.
What are you doing?
They're gonna follow you if you don't lock the doors. You gotta go.
What about you?
You gotta go. Trust me.
He shoves Kendall through to the other side, then pulls the doors shut and ties an electrical cord around their handles.
I'm out!
Oh, shit! There's too many of them! Come on, let's go! Hurry!
Carter and Doggy retreat to the doors.
Oh, fuck! Let's go!
The entire pack of zombies chases the scouts up an unfinished stairwell.
Hurry, come on!
Go, Doggy, go!
Reaching the top floor, they shut a pair of double doors behind them and wedge them shut with a metal pole through their handles. They find themselves on a basketball court.
Where's the door?
There's gotta be another exit.
I don't see one.
Fuck, we're trapped.
Shit!
There's no way out of here.
Fuck.
The zombies pound against the doors.
What do we do?
Give me your backpack.
What? What are you doing?
Augie takes out a device composed of tubes and wires.
What is that?
It's a bomb.
You made a bomb? What are you, the Taliban?
Either we die fast or we're eaten alive and turn into one of those things. Your choice.
His friends glance at the doors.
Carter, give me your lighter.
Here.
Augie holds the lighter next to a fuse. He pauses to look up at his friends.
Are you guys ready?
Carter shuts his eyes as Augie gets ready to flick the lighter.
Wait!
What?
I need to say something. Ben, it's fine. You don't have to do this.
No, I do. We should have never ditched you tonight, Augie. What we did was really messed up.
He's right. We've been complete D-bags.
Well, it's my fault. I never should have made you guys think that you have to be in scouts just for me.
No, that's just it. I thought I wanted out, but I was just worried what other people were going to think. The truth is, I love being a scout. And I love it because it's the reason I met you guys.
They all share an affectionate look.
And I know tonight's been really crazy and fucked up, but one good thing has happened. And it's this, right now. Us being back together.
Carter holds out his right hand.
Scouts forever.
Ben clamps his gloved hand on top.
Scouts forever.
Augie proudly adds his hand to the pile.
Scouts forever.
As the doors start to buckle, Augie crouches to his bomb.
Ben, is it really lame if I hold your hand right now?
No.
Holding hands, Ben and Carter both squeeze their eyes shut.
Oh, God dang it, this stupid thing!
What are you doing?
It's out of fluid!
Here, give me that.
Wait, do you have another lighter?
Augie unzips his fanny pack.
Oh, God damn it, Augie, we were supposed to die fast!
He tries making a spark with his flint and steel.
This is gonna hurt so bad.
Come on, Augie. You can do it.
Don't pressure me. I hate that.
A board falls from a wall.
You dipshits! Are you just gonna sit there or what?
Where'd she come from?
Ben and Carter run to a chute.
Augie, leave it!
Carter jumps down after Denise. The long, curved tube spits him out onto a trash pile outside.
Augie, let's go!
The zombies break in just as Augie finally manages to light the fuse. Ben jumps down the chute. He lands on the bags of garbage outside. Back upstairs, Augie dives headfirst into the chute, barely escaping the zombies. The bomb explodes. As Augie comes flying outside, fireballs erupt from the building and the chute behind him. His friends duck and cover. Chunks of debris rain down from a huge rupture in the corner of the building.
God, are you guys okay?
I'm alive! Oh my God, Augie, dude, you're a genius!
Dude, that's fucking awesome!
Yeah, man!
What
the fuck? Is that Scout Leader Rogers?
The zombie limps over, jaws snapping.
You gotta hand it to him, the man is a fighter.
Shit. Does anybody have a weapon?
There's gotta be something around here.
The friends unhurriedly root around in the trash as Scout Leader Rogers inches toward them. A grenade lands at his foot. He explodes. A chunk of flesh splatters Carter.
Every goddamn time!
As he wipes gore from his face, headlights shine on him. A military convoy rolls up. Augie tosses a toilet plunger from his hand as he pumps his fists overhead in excitement.
Now you decide to show up.
Carter holds up his hands and grins. Soldiers fan out from the vehicles, crouching to one knee as they aim their rifles. The white glow of headlights fills the screen. In the daytime, fighter jets rocket through the sky over a military checkpoint. A bus with a destination sign reading "Evacuation" lets out its passengers.
Dude, you look like shit.
Yeah, well, what do you expect? I've been killing zombies on.
Yeah, you were kind of badass last night.
Well, thanks for coming back.
Well, somebody's gotta keep saving your ass.
Yeah, I guess so. So, are we gonna hang out after this, or... Come on, I feel like the four of us are a team now.
Relax, dude. Got some business to take care of right now.
Ben follows her gaze to Kendall coming out of a medical tent in her party dress.
Go for it. You got this.
They high five.
All right.
Go.
She swats him on the shoulder, sending him off toward his longtime crush with a confident stride.
I am so happy that you're okay.
He silences her with a bold kiss.
Oh, that's so sweet. Up top.
I'm not high-fiving, right?
Come on.
You think I'm high-fiving that? Come on!
Augie gives Carter a noogie.
Oh, look at them.
As they complete their kiss, Kendall looks upon Ben with amazement.
Who are you?
I'm a scout.
She grins. Smiling back at her, Ben leans in for another kiss.
All right, well, this just means that I'm gonna fuck his mom. Hey!
Augie jumps up and down, clapping giddily. In animation, disembodied hands and fingers swipe through selfies of the characters on cell phones while credits appear in splotches of blood, directed by Christopher Landon. Screenplay by Carrie Evans and Emi Mochizuki and Christopher Landon. Story by Carrie Evans and Emi Mochizuki and Lana Williams. Produced by Todd Garner, PGA, Andy Fickman, PGA. Executive producers Samson Muck, Sean Robbins, Brian Brooks. Director of Photography, Brandon Trost. Production designer Nathan Amundson. Edited by Jim Page, ACE. Carter poses next to the zombie policewoman's bare breasts. Costume designer Mary Lou Lim. A cell phone showing Augie proudly displaying his condor badge drops inside a zombie's cleavage. Co-producer Betsy Sullinger. Carter points to his scout troop, which now numbers over a dozen. Music by Matthew Margeson. Casting by Courtney Bright and Nicole Daniels. A prom photo shows Ben and Kendall smiling cheek to cheek. Ty Sheridan. The scout leader Roger Zombie snarls in his toupee. David Koechner. A gnarly cat's paw swipes through pics of Miss Fielder flipping the bird. Floris Leachman. Ben kisses Kendall's cheek at prom. Halston Sage. Carter poses with his tongue licking Miss Fielder's severed head. Logan Miller. An eyeball stretched to the end of its optic nerve stares at a pic of Augie grimacing with a zombie cat on his shoulder. Joey Morgan. Denise catches the three scouts photobombing her. Sarah Dumont. Paramount Pictures presents. A zombie chomps on a phone displaying a selfie of the three best friends. A Broken Road production. Scout's Guide to the Zombie Apocalypse. Our view zooms through the O to a black screen. The faded sign for the Dewar Street Recreation Center lies amid the debris from the explosion. The building's ruptured cavity remains exposed at the corner of its upper floor. Smoke wafts past the yellow chute and the trash pile below. The walls are covered in graffiti. A broken satellite dish sits upside down in the dirt, and a toilet seat rests on a mound of gravelly rubble and scrub brush. Scout Leader Roger's severed, mangled, mostly burnt head lies nearby. Bird poop lands on him.
Come on.
He looks right at us.
The end.
We'll be right back. Paramount Pictures Corporation did not receive any payment or other consideration or enter into any agreement for the depiction of tobacco products in this film. American Humane Association monitored the animal action. No animals were harmed. Copyright 2015 Paramount Pictures Corporation. All rights reserved. The persons and events in this motion picture are fictitious. Any similarity to actual persons or events is unintentional. This motion picture is protected under the laws of the United States and other countries. Unauthorized duplication, distribution, or exhibition may result in civil liability and criminal prosecution. This film has been described by Deluxe with funding by Paramount Pictures. Voice by Laura Post. Stars form an arch over a distinctive pyramid-like mountain. Paramount, a Viacom company.